Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My husband has retired, and we were wondering if there was a possibility, well, he was doing a part-time job anyway, that we could sign up for unemployment. He still wants to work part-time.
So you want to open a new claim?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay, and what's your social?
Your social?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 587-30-7168.
That's 587-30-7168.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And can I get you to verify the name and the date of birth?
Donnie Ray Delaney, January the 26th, 1948.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am, we don't.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
He was in the Air Force for 4.5 years.
What's the highest grade completed?
1 year of college.
Mother's maiden name?
His maiden name?
His mother's maiden name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pate, P-A-T-E.
Okay. Do he have driver's license?
Yes, ma'am, he does.
What state were they issued in, and what's the driver's license number?
Okay. He originally is from Mississippi, so they were issued there, but when he got out of service, we moved to Alabama, and so his license are an Alabama number now.
Okay.
I know I probably talked it too much.
Oh, you're fine, ma'am.
Okay. His number is 3772146.
Okay. If you are approved of benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Deposited into our checking account, please.
And do you have the routing number and the account number?
Yes, ma'am. If you'll give me just a minute. I am so sorry. I had no idea what I really needed to have, but I think I have everything here at my fingertips. Okay. Is the routing number the first number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 262-77011.
I have 262-277-011.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And the account number.
I just want a minute. You're so patient. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I have it all at my fingertips, but sometimes my fingertips don't work just right. I bet you're not that way, are you?
He's fine.
Okay. It's 828-873-194.
Okay, I have 828-873-194.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. Can I get you to verify your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am. It's 140 Jordan Lane in Tuscumbia, Alabama, 35674.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am. That's the same.
Okay. And can I get you to verify your phone number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 256-394-2890.
Okay. I have your mailing address as 140 Jordan Lane, Tuscumbia, Alabama, 35674.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1992 Mazda Navajo, a 1993 Geo Prism, a 1994 Mercury Capri, or a 1995 GMC Jimny, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
At one time, we possibly have had the Jimny, but right now we own a Buick. A Buick Encore, and then we have a truck that's a Pontiac truck.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1611 Harding Avenue, 2415 13th Street, 2800 Bamimi Place, 619 King Valley Circle. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
It's 1611 Harding Avenue in Muscle Shoals. We lived there for 30 years.
Okay. And what team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Express, Golden Bears, Panthers, Red Hawks, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is that, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Trade readjustment allowance.
No, not that I know of. No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
The last day worked?
Today.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am, neither of those.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, uh-uh.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
He is, but he'd rather have part-time.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Not that I know of, no, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related age, work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10, maybe.
And what?
10. I'm sorry.
You said 10 or 12?
Yes, ma'am. 10 to 12, somewhere right in there.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Probably $8.50 or $9, somewhere around in there.
Do you?
I have no idea, ma'am.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Sure. I guess that I don't know either.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was his last job title?
It was maintenance and housekeeping.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay. In the name of his last employer?
Whitefell Corporation, and that's on Avalon Avenue.
And do you have their phone number?
Not right offhand, no, ma'am. I sure don't. That's one thing I'm so sorry about.
Let's see if I can find it.
Okay, if you'll give me just 1 minute, I know I've got it somewhere. Okay. I have a blue card somewhere that it's on.
Is that in Muscle Shoals, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. It is. Yes, ma'am. I've got it right here. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
No, I don't. It's the one that's on Avalon in Muscle Shoals. Yes, ma'am. It possibly could be 483-5270, but I'm not sure.
I have it, ma'am.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Are you fine? And do you know his start date?
It was the last of January, 6 years ago. 2019, 2018, 2017.
It was 2017.
Yes, ma'am. Sometime the latter part of January was when it started.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday?
No, ma'am, not that I know of.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why is he no longer working here?
He just decided he wanted to retire.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay, you have pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, the easiest way to remember your PIN, it'll be the last two digits of your Social Security number and then the last two digits of the year he was born in.
Okay, so it would need to be those six numbers?
It's just four. His PIN number is 6848.
Okay. Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Service, Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama, spelled all the way out, Works, W-O-R-K-S,
yes, ma'am,
dot Alabama, spelled all the way out.
Okay.
.gov, G-O-V.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment clients use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is
www.labor.alabama,
spelled all the way out.
Okay.
.gov.
Okay. So I would call on Sunday afternoons before 5, is that correct?
You can call, you can start calling Sunday. You have from Sunday until 5 p.m. Friday to make his claim for the week.
Okay.
If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800.
Okay.
752.
Okay.
7389.
Okay, all right.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or you have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800.
Okay.
361.
Yes, ma'am.
4524.
Okay.
Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. You've been very helpful and very explanatory, and I really appreciate it.
And you're so welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
All right. You as well, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.